TH, just something, I don't know if any of this is useful, but that one can put there in the, in something. Just we're talking about learning how to think for yourself, really. And here's one guy sitting, posing as some kind of teacher of that, but, well, you know, you should think for yourself also about what I'm saying. But just some little exercises here. Take some Hollywood movie, some action Hollywood movie. If you look at that such kind of stuff, you know, these typical ones that they kind of spit out there now very regularly for the, I don't know if it still goes on, but there are so many of them now. Generally, well, often the hero, the person at the center of the whole film, who is the most important person in the world that the heroes and the heroines are then going to save, or who also may save himself because he's such a hero, is the President of the United States of America, the leader of the world, right? And there are then often Secret Service agents involved as heroes or heroines, or CIA agents as heroes or heroines, or FBI. That's a little rarer, I think, nowadays. It used to be that they were always the heroes. In the old days, when I was a kid, and they probably still kept CIA secret. Well, James Bond had a CIA agent friend from America there. Felix something. But anyway, and then of course there's a plot, and generally, you know, there is some conspiracy murdering the president or something like that, or bombing, taking over the entire White House, or, you know, there are two of those. And you have the good-looking actors there, you know, good-looking ladies, famous actors dressed up as Secret Service agents, and they all, you know, they, of course, there must be traitors, some bad ones among, even infiltrating the honorable quarters there of the CIA or Secret Service or whatever. But that's what the film is about, right? Who can it be, and how are they going to stop him or her? Well, that's generally him, who then was actually a secret agent for the other side, the KGB, sometimes they even straight out call it. It's often something related to Asia or Russian side there. People looking like that at the bad guys or girls. So just take that. I mean, if you can recognize some movie that you have seen from Hollywood that kind of fits into that general theme, then just take that and in your mind remake that into a movie made in, for instance, Russia or China, where the whole film is about saving the great hero and leader of the world, of course, the most honorable person, the prime minister, president there, President Putin, for instance. And how then the other side, some country there in the West, belonging to something called the CIA, are now infiltrating and trying to sneak in there and kill this glorious, honest, heroic president, and so on. Or you just take it on China, or whatever, Cuba, if Castro has still been around. I mean, what would you call such a movie? I think that most of us would call it, here in the West, political propaganda. But if the action is really good, you know, the car chases and the fist fighting and the guns and the wow, and the hero there is so cool and good looking and famous, and we all know that man. And the ladies, they are gorgeous, so beautiful, and so on, and this special effects of well done, good action movie. You know, that's the power of movies, that you can, if you're good enough, you can make it not look like a propaganda movie, even though it might be about this topic that I just spoke about. Our glorious, heroic soldiers and police and whatever, spies, defending our, you know, savior of the world, glorious president against this evil, greedy, unreliable, power-hungry enemy there from the other side of the world, who we all recognize. You know, so let this be the exercise for today. And then look a bit at the media, especially the film industry, and then compare how many such movies are made in that country and how many such movies are made in any other country, basically. So where on the planet now do we find the most political propaganda in media? Well, you answer that question. I'm just sitting here looking and asking it to myself, so I'm not giving any answer here. But that's not the point either. The point is that I think we should start to look this level at things going on in the world today, you know, that a bit wiser and more aware of what's really going on. I mean, and what I'm saying here about the going on is that there is something called propaganda going on. And that propaganda is per definition, basically, made to not be visible. Yet it's often easier for those standing outside of the target group for that propaganda to see that hate. Can't they see this propaganda going on here? But you know, today propaganda has become so powerful, at least in the hands of certain people who are the experts. I mean, we have to give them that. It has become so powerful that you can choose as a target group the entire world, billions and billions of people. And of course, that's what we call, at least part of what we call, soft power. It's not something secret, it's not something to doubt. It's just countries, leaders, they are openly talking about that, using that term. And their soft power is getting better than our soft power, so we have to improve there. And part of that is the entertainment industry to make it very influential all over the world, and then very smoothly work certain messages into that entertainment. It's smart. But you know, just as is the case, for instance, when you have a narcissistic or psychopath kind of person abusing you, or you know, doing their thing with you as the target, then the solution for you, the protection for you, is to first of all understand and see that this is going on here. Oops. Now I'm made to feel bad about myself or about some other people, but actually that is caused by that person who's manipulating me to feel bad about myself or to hate another one and to like that person, although that person is lying sometimes and can treat me bad too, hurt me. You know, but just that's why intelligence and wakefulness is so important. Because if you're awake to what's going on, then first of all, you have a better chance to avoid becoming a victim. It's more difficult to fool you and control you. And you see, I mean, we should see, I also, that no matter how powerful the powerful people on this planet are, they are very much of a minority. There are very few. And they depend on us. Therefore, I would say that, and I would even say that this might have become more and more so the more this media propaganda ability has developed and has, yeah. It also means that if you don't fall for that, if we are able to see through propaganda, okay, it's not propaganda again. Do they really think we don't see that? You know, that's where we should get. Because then that propaganda is useless. And I would say that it seems to me when they speak now hybrid warfare and all of that, that some have put more emphasis on that kind of psychological warfare kind of propaganda weaponing than actual down on the ground war, which I think we can see in there in the what happened in Ukraine when the Russians, the Western powers, which were behind the coup there in Kyiv and which were and are the ones pushing for that war and aggression and escalation there. Otherwise it would be over a long time ago. Come on, let's see that. But they were not, as I heard from some experts, and I don't know, they were not prepared that the Russians will take it down to World War II level, digging ditches in the ground and being there, you know, with cannons and infantry soldiers and the whole thing. And that's what's going on down there now. Just not Second World War style totally, but pretty similar. So I mean, and I think that this is also important to see that this sneaky kind of propaganda warfare, quote unquote, well, it stands and falls with how much power it has over us, you know, because it is we, I mean, some of us, who have to then go out there and kill and die for those leaders. And you don't want to do that. Unless it's for something you really are convinced is the good cause. Not just because some leader you have been trained to follow blindly tells you it's the good cause and smiles and looks good and has cool music there. And that's the thing here. We're not talking about supporting this side or that side, but to not line up there in some army killing other innocent people just like yourself. Causing so much pain to their families, just as they would do to yours. Well, you know, and the first or next question you could then ask yourself is, am I just called here to defend my own country, my own people, inside our country where someone is invading? Is this a defensive, really a defensive war? Now they say everyone calls their wars defensive. You know, a good defense is the best defense is a good offense. You know, that kind of crappy. Slogan. But really, am I here defending my family, defending my country, my people, or am I in another country, maybe on the other side of the earth, killing people of another country? Who am I defending here? Were the Americans defending the South Vietnamese, or were they attacking the North Vietnamese? Did they care, that great nation over there in the West, did it care so much for a few gooks down there, as they call them? You know, the yellow little ones. Primitive people in a third world country, so much that they would go there and spend so much money on their own lives to defend them. Well, sometimes it is possible to get your people to just line up behind you and do everything you say and believe everything you say. That it's all for the good, greatest good of everything and everyone. But I think at that time, the Vietnam War was a breakage there. Media, news media, had become too independent. Too many journalists showing the truth there. It was difficult to hide things, which you could before, by being in control of the television stations and radio stations and newspapers. Now that was all international. And heroic journalists being out there showing what actually happened. And today it is even more so. It's very, very hard to, I mean, today every little action is basically filmed, videoed and published online. For instance, in Ukraine now. Every missile strike is accounted for with exactly how many people were killed and how much damage was caused or how much the defense managed to stop it. So the situation is different. And I would say that the ability, and I'm saying this to all these people sitting up there in control of this fantastic media and doing all this magic, which of course is not propaganda, because then I'm a conspiracy theorist and all that. Soft power entertainment, we could call it. But I think and I hope, because I'm an optimist, that we have reached a point today, or we are about to do that, I hope and pray, where the fact that each and every one of us can film with our phones what is going on around us, that it's harder and harder to win the minds and hearts of the masses by simply making a, writing a nice script and making a nice movie, or whether it's in Hollywood or in the news. I mean, what you see now in the news channels and this whole nicely, expertly, professionally produced media, it's basically becoming a movie, the whole thing. Scripted. So, but I would say, and I hope actually, that the free, independent news media, you know, the heroic journalists who are now out there on YouTube and other places, when one of them gets too controlled by these big powers up there, then they go to another one, because the internet is free. So, and again, I'm not talking about stirring up revolutions against the leaders up there, but simply one simple thing. Let's vote for peace rather than war. Now, if your leader tells you our country is under attack, and you can see that there are soldiers from other countries invading you, then I would go out there and defend my people. Now, what I understand, that's what the Russians are doing. They have no problem recruiting soldiers. But in Ukraine, they have. Because many people there, and their brothers in Russia, they say it like that, we are actually brothers and sisters, why are we fighting each other? It's because the Western powers want us to fight each other. They're waking up to that. And what we don't hear is that the Ukrainians are deserting. You know, the Ukraine sent a whole, I don't know what it's called, but was it 150,000 soldiers to be trained in France, or at least some of those 150,000 were trained in France, and then they come back to Ukraine, sent out to the front, and all of them deserting before even reaching the front, saying this is hopeless, this is suicide. And I'm not sure that they... I mean, so many of them are thinking that we are defending our people here because the Eastern Ukrainians are Russian, speaking Russian ethnic, and they... I heard over 100,000 of them are now fighting in the Russian army against the Western Ukraine, so it's a bit of a domestic war, which we are not shown in the mainstream media produced in the West. Now, take the other little exercise here. What I just told you, that version, you might have heard yourself, or you might have heard a completely different version of what's going on there in Ukraine and Russia and all of that. And if it is so, and you now scratch your head asking, you know, where did this guy get that from? Then, well, let's do another little exercise and homework. I put a whole list here of links to channels here on YouTube where I claim renowned and respectable experts from Europe and the US mainly are giving their understanding of what's really going on in Ukraine and Russia now. Study what they are saying. Listen. Look around. Some there are just giving straight, verifiable facts. That's generally what experts and professors and those kind of people do, because that's what they have to do, that's what they're trained to do, and military leaders and so on, because that's the kind of people who are talking here, diplomats. Who are now retired, independent, and dare and can say the truth, at least how they perceive the situation. So take, if you want to be with me here, take a look at those and compare them to the version you have been given. And then do your homework, check the facts, dig into it a bit, and make up your own mind. Come to your own conclusion, because that's really all we are encouraging all of you here to do. Come to your own conclusion, check the facts. And then if you find people who you can trust because they check facts properly and you can see that they are correct in what they say generally, then, well, it makes it easier. And that's what schools are for. Anyway, thank you. Hare Krishna.